High school basketball is on the air. We begin each game day in the paint as we preview tonight's matchup. Here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. We've got a district championship ball game tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on the Eagles out of Wood River. Spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia coach John Kyle and coach obviously into the district championship game. It's always a goal for the team at the beginning of the season.
Definitely a goal for every team out there, and to be in the district finals and have the opportunity to go out there and try to win that and cut down the nets is something that every team really sets as their goal.
Obviously, you got a little bit of a safety net here sitting in the second place in the power points, so to speak. So even if you do happen to get upset tonight, you're still sitting pretty good for next week.
Well, as long as Crofton wins. If they lose and we lose, we stay home. And so that's one thing that we can't just bank on is that that's going to happen. And so, we, you know, not only that, but we want to cut down the nets tonight. We want to get a two seed. If we win, we'll have a two seed. And so there's a lot of things on the line besides, you know, just getting to state, but that's our main goal.
Sitting here with an 11-game winning streak, your girls seem to be playing extremely well after they went through that rugged week.
Yeah, they had been. And, you know, sitting 8 days after last week's game and a snow day, you never know what's going to come of that. But I think Wood River's in the same boat. And so we're just going to go out there and play ball and do the things we do well and try to do it as often as we can.
Toughest part of your season was that 1 week. You suffered three straight losses against three very good basketball teams. You kind of learned from that situation, did you? Your girls have come back and played extremely well since then.
I think so. And you know, you could also make the argument we haven't played as good of teams, you know, since then. And so things come a little easier because of that. Those were four great teams that beat us. And they're all, I think, still alive at this time and possibly can be going to state in Class C1 and B. And so, yeah, we did learn from that, though. We learned a lot of things about our team and the areas we need to get better at. And I think we did that down the stretch, and hopefully it'll carry us into the state tournament.
Is this team still improving, or have we reached the peak?
Well, you never know. You hope they're still improving. And, you know, we see things they do in practice every day, and we just wonder why they maybe can't do it in a game and have the confidence to try those things in a game, and you hope that they do. But you know, it's the time of year where you got to show your cards and see who's got the best hand.
You went through your sub-districts a little of any competition. You blew away Donovan Trumbull and had an easy time with Blue Hill. Again, you guys rose the occasion there.
We did, and I think we're going to have a little bit bigger battle tonight. Wood River's playing some good ball, and we expect them to come out, especially early on, with a lot of energy and intensity. And that's, I think, really the key to our team and key to the game is the energy and intensity, the defensive intensity that both teams bring.
It's a team you saw the fifth game of the season way back in December. Is it a benefit seeing a team here in the district championship game that you've already seen before?
Well, I think a little bit, but I think at the same time we're both probably different teams than back then. I know they had a girl injured, and so did we. Chanel was out. And so, you know, it's a collective group effort as far as what we can do, and we, you know, they're going to try to do some of the similar things, but they're doing a few of different things we saw on film, and so it's really can't put too much stock into it.
All right, it's St. Cecilia and Wood River here tonight in the district championship game. We'll come back and talk about Wood River as our pregame show continues after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirstner's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirstner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstnersautocorner.com.
Back with St. Cecilia Hawkett girls basketball coach. It's John Kyle here tonight on the pregame show as we get you set for a district championship ball game involving the Eagles of Wood River. What about this ball club we'll see on the other side tonight, coach?
They're real good offensively. It all starts with Fisher with the ball in her hands, and then Bosar's really good around the basket, and those two can give you a lot of problems. I talked to the Fillmore Central coach, and he said they gave them some problems early on, and so that's one thing that we've really focused on is trying to take those and maybe not take them away, but really limit to what they want to do with those two players. And so they're a dangerous team because they have a lot of other girls who will shoot the ball and can put it in the basket.
Bosar, again, averaging 14 points and about 8 rebounds per ball game. She looks like the force inside.
She's definitely the force, and she's the one player who I said can put up 25 points on a night and beat you. And so that's one area we really have to do a good job on. You know, she's going to score here and there. She's a good enough player that she's going to do that, and that's to her credit. But if we can limit her touches around the basket, her easy points, her second chance points, I think, you know, we'll have some good things on defense.
This is a team that looks like they want to keep games down, maybe into the 40s, and that's not to our liking tonight.
Well, it can be, and it can't be. I mean, defensively, if we bring it defensively, it's going to be tough for them to score as well. And so, you know, obviously we'd like to keep them down as much as we can in the 20s if we could, but that's not always easy to do. And a team that's on a roll like they are, it's sometimes really tough.
Talk about some of the things that they would do tonight. What did you see on film?
Well, they'll run a lot of pick and roll on the ball, and that's one thing with Fisher and Bosart. They'll run pick and roll, and that's tough to stop. I mean, that's been basketball's best play for a lot of years, and so we have to do a good job of playing a team defense against that. It's not going to be a two-on-two situation. We have to play a team defense. You know, also, they attack the basket pretty well. They get to the free throw line and make free throws. They got some foot speed, and so it's going to be a good matchup.
Keys for us tonight?
Oh, I think, you know, just putting the ball in the basket. We've been doing that as of late. You know, you hope the layoff and the snow day don't affect that. But I think if we bring the energy and the intensity, we'll get a couple of easy ones along the way, and that'll just make things a lot easier.
All right, good luck.
Thank you, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonny Williams in the play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia and Wood River tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on Hastings' link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Stay tuned. The tip-off is straight ahead.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings. Whether you're thinking of buying or selling, contact the Real Estate Group of Hastings at 402-461-4888, or you can log on to our website at regrouphastings.com for current listings, virtual tours, open houses, and agent information. For professional service you've come to expect, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Kennesaw High School tonight. We've got a district championship ball game here this evening, the Class C2 District 5 Championship, as the St. Cecilia Hawkettes get ready to take on the Eagles out of Wood River. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Bertha and the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on the line this evening as the Hawkettes bring their 20-4 record into the matchup here tonight with a team that has really caught fire here at the end of the season, the Eagles of Wood River. They come in with a mark of 12 wins and 15 losses on the season, but Wood River has won their last four games in a row. They were the number four seed in their five-team sub-district tournament that they played at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. In fact, they had to play the bunny bracket game even to get into the sub-district, as they knocked off the number five seed Franklin on a Monday night. They beat them by the score of 55-23. Then Wood River played the number one seed in the sub-district. That was Southern Valley, a team that had a very impressive record on the regular season. They were 17-6. Wood River went in there the next night and beat Southern Valley by a score of 40-35. So they were in the finals of the sub-district, knocked off Ravenna last week by a score of 48-43 to get here. So Wood River is a team that has caught fire here at the end of the season, and if you're a head coach, you want your team to peak here at the end of the year, and they have certainly done that. They won their last four ball games in a row before they got into their sub-districts. They also knocked off Donovan Trumbull in the preceding ball game. So in their last four ball games, as a team that's been averaging 54 points per ball game on offense, giving up 35.2 on the defensive end, albeit the combined record of those four teams, 41-50. But Wood River is playing some good basketball right now. He's seen St. Cecilia. They had little, if any, difficulty getting through their sub-districts this year, beating Donovan Trumbull by a score of 81-28 and beating Blue Hill by a score of 59-24. St. Cecilia, they have put together an 11-game winning streak. They have not lost since that's a grueling week when they faced Grand Island Northwest, Minden, and Kearney Catholic all in the same week. So St. Cecilia has not lost since January 12th. Against Kearney Catholic since then, 11 straight wins, including a
a couple of easy wins in that sub-district tournament over Donovan, Trumbull, and Blue Hill. St. Cecilia, a team that is averaging 51.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 33.5 on the defensive end. Wood River coming in, averaging 41.2 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 44 points per ball game on defense. St. Cecilia has done it with their defense this year, as they're allowing teams only 32% shooting from the field and 30% from three-point territory. St. Cecilia also out-rebounding their opponents 25-24, shooting the ball extremely well this year, 44% from the field, 31% from three-point territory, 55% from the free-throw line. Wood River coming in, hitting 36% of their field goal tries so far this year, only 22% from three-point territory and 55% from the free-throw line. So it's St. Cecilia and Wood River here tonight. This is one of six different district championships that are going to be decided tonight in Class C2. With all the winners heading to the state tournament in Lincoln, then they'll have two wild card teams based on their power points from throughout the season. As we get started here tonight, St. Cecilia is currently second in the power points behind Crofton. So even though Hastings St. Cecilia would lose this ball game tonight, they have a good chance of still qualifying for the state tournament next week in Lincoln. The other Class C2 district championship games being decided tonight. You've got Palmyra playing the Sutton Phillies. That game is being played at Friend tonight. You've got Utan playing Aquinas Catholic. That game is about ready to tip off at Wahoo. You've got North Bend Central playing Lutheran High Northeast. That game is being played at Central Community College in Columbus. Homer is playing Crofton tonight. That game is being played at Wayne. They've got St. Cecilia here against Wood River. And you got North Platte St. Pat's playing Bridgeport out at Chapel tonight. Those are the six district championships that will be decided here tonight. So it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Wood River here tonight in girls high school basketball. Might want to bring you up to date a couple other games that's been going on tonight. Adams Central, they won their sub-district championship tonight as they knocked off Grand Island Central Catholic. An easy time for the Patriots. They won by a score of 48-24. Giltner won a sub-district championship earlier tonight in a ball game played right here at Kennesaw as Giltner beat Hampton by the score of 65-25. We'll get you the starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings St. Cecilia would go with Josie Jackson tonight, 5'5" senior. Jackson averaging 3.8 points per ball game. Claire Hamburger is a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 8.5 points per contest. Alyssa Schropp, a 5'5" senior, Schropp averaging 8 points per game. Morgan Nicholas, 6 foot and a junior, Nicola averaging 8 points per ball game. And Olivia Thomas, 6'1" and a senior, averaging 7.5 points per ball game. Wood River goes with Kelsey Baugh, 5'3" junior, averaging 4 points per game. Alexis Burkhart is a 5'6" junior, Burkhart averaging 8 points per game. Connor Fisher is a 5'7" senior. Fisher is averaging 6 points per ball game. Kelly Bosshart is a 5'9" senior. Bosshart is a leading scorer, averaging 14.4 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. The other starter for Wood River is going to be Kaylee Gill. Gill is 5'9" senior, averaging 3 points per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank. Now with three locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So it's Wood River and Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. The girls' district championship is on the line at Kennesaw High School. Right now they're playing in the national anthem, and it's basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Thank you.
So a great crowd out in hand here at Kennesaw High School here tonight. This is a fairly brand new gym over here at Kennesaw. A good surrounding for the district championship ball game here tonight involving Hastings St. Cecilia and Wood River. The Hawkettes going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. It'll be Wood River dressed in their purple uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. These two teams played earlier this season. In fact, the fifth game of the season, both teams had a couple of injuries already. Chanel Farmer did not play for Hastings St. Cecilia. Wood River also had an injury or two, and it was Wood River losing to St. Cecilia by the score of 64-39 during the regular season back on December the 11th. So that's a long time ago. Both teams are a little bit different than they were back then, so we'll see what happens here tonight. Berth and the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament on the line here tonight. We'll get down to the state tournament. It'll be a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday affair next week in Lincoln. Jumping up for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Olivia Thomas in there. Kelly Bossart with the Wood River Eagles. Ball is in the air. St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. Hawkins will shoot to our basket to our left here in the first half of play. St. Cecilia shooting to our basket to our left as they've got the ball in their opening possession. Blair Hammer got it on top to Jackson. Swings it right side now to Schropp looking for penetration. Can't do it. Comes out here to Josie Jackson. Schropp now on the wing. Wood River is going to start off in his zone defense. Cross court pass to Hamburger. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer. No good. Rebound Thomas. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Hamburger. Her shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball's brought down by Wood River. The ball stripped away. It's picked up by Schropp. Now the ball is loose here in the backcourt. It's still loose. Finally goes out of bounds. Wood River ball. So St. Cecilia misses on their opening possession. And now Wood River will have it for the first time here tonight, and St. Cecilia will apply some pressure back here. Burkhart will get the ball in. Here on their sideline to a Kelsey Baugh. She'll bring things up now against Josie Jackson. Goes on the far sideline to Connor Fisher. She's really their playmaker out here. As a guard for the Wood River Eagles, comes to the near side. Alexis Burkhart out on top now to Bossart. She's their leading scorer for the Eagles. She gives it away to Kelsey Baugh. Ball out here near the 10-second line to Connor Fisher. Fisher gives it away to Alexis Burkhart. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense here. They're starting off the ball game. We've played a minute. No score between the Eagles and Hastings St. Cecilia. Connor Fisher at the free throw line. Goes to the far side to Baugh. Lobs it inside down to a Bossart. Back out on top. There's Burkhart. Shot to three. Good. Alexis Burkhart throws down a three ball. And Wood River is out on top by a score of 3-0. 6:42 to play. They're in the first quarter from Kennesaw High School. On the deep wing, right side is Josie Jackson. High post, they get it to Nicola. Down to Jackson, down to the baseline. Shot from 10 is up there, no good. Jackson had the rebound. She lost it. The ball is loose in the lane. Picked up by Bossart. She's got it now for the Eagles as she gets it away to Kaylee Gill. Down the near sideline is Kelsey Baugh dribbling with her right hand. Nearly lost it out of bounds, but Baugh gets it under control. Comes out here into three-point territory. Burkhart brings it back out here to Bossart. She holds the ball in three-point territory. Picked up there by Morgan Nicola of Hastings St. Cecilia. 3-0 is a score. Wood River's got the lead. Kelsey Barr has got it just across the midcourt stripe. Goes on the far sideline. It's going to be Connor Fisher with the ball. Right on your face defensively is going to be Alyssa Schropp. Here's a Kelsey Barr. Dribbles with it. Picked up by Josie Jackson as the Hawkeyes stay with a man-to-man defense. Alexis Burkhart has got it. High left. Cross-court pass to Baugh. Entry pass to get it to Gill. Back out to Baugh on the baseline. She drives. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Morgan Nicola, long pass down to four. That's Schropp with the ball. Out racing to defense. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Schropp had it. She had it jerked out of there by Bossart, and Wood River's got the ball. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 3-0 is the score. Wood River's got the lead. Alexis Burkhart comes up the floor now. Into the offensive zone. Flips it away now to Connor Fisher. Picked up there by Alyssa Schropp for St. Cecilia defensively. There's Kelsey Baugh with the ball on the far side. Kelsey Baugh dribbles once. Comes over here to Connor Fisher. Connor Fisher dribbling with it. About 25 feet away from the basket. Gets it into the hands of Kelly Bossart. Bossart dribbling with the ball out here just across the midcourt stripe. Bossart being attacked by Nicola. There's a pass that's going to be away from Alexis Burkhart out of bounds. So Wood River turns over for the first time here tonight. Into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Chandra Farmer. Coming out is going to be Josie Jackson. So Chandra Farmer, averaging 9 points per ball game, comes into the contest now for St. Cecilia. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone for Farmer. Goes over to Chanel Farmer. Inside down to Thomas. Her shot is up and in. Olivia Thomas scores there on the assist from Chanel Farmer, also checked in there with her sister Chandra Farmer. As now a 3-2 ball game. St. Cecilia finally on the scoreboard. With 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It took a while for the Hawkins to get on the board here tonight. There's a Kaylee Gill inside the free throw circle. Comes out to Bossart. Bossart holds the ball again. Nicola right on her face defensively. Bossart dribbling the ball. Now she's double teamed. As Chanel Farmer comes over. Here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Thomas, and she's called for the steps. St. Cecilia forced the turnover. And then Olivia Thomas comes back on the break and is called for the traveling violation. First turnover on St. Cecilia. That's one thing the Hawkettes have done a great job at so far this year. That's taking care of the basketball as a girls' basketball team. St. Cecilia only averaging 13 turnovers per ball game. 3-2 is the score. St. Cecilia is down by 1 point. There's a ball that's going to be deflected into the backcourt. It's picked up here by Kelsey Baugh. Baugh gets it away now to Connor Fisher. Now back into the offensive zone. Bossart has got it. Now to Baugh. Down the near sideline. Burkhardt has got it. Burkhardt brings it up high. Drops it down low in the baseline. That's going to be Bossart. Comes back out into 3-point territory to Connor Fisher. Down to Kelsey Baugh. Getting away from Chandra Farmer. Bounce pass to the wing. That's Burkhardt with the ball. Cross court comes over here to Baugh. Down to the free throw line to Gill. Gill gives it up on the wing on the left side to Burkhardt. Wood River trying to slow down the ball game here. 3-2 is the score. We're in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here's a shot by Bossart. It's up there and in. Kelly Bossart scores a little 10-footer. Left side of the lane, and now it's a 5-2 ball game. Wood River leading the third-ranked Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. Chandra Farmer with the ball for St. Cecilia. Goes on the wing on the right side to Hamburger. Now out to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bossart. Kelly Bossart has got it for Wood River. Gets it away to Burkhardt, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to connect on the near sideline to Kelsey Bond. She threw it out of bounds. The third turnover on Wood River. If the Eagles want to stay in this basketball game, that's one thing they're going to have to do, and that's to eliminate their turnovers. They cannot give St. Cecilia additional possessions here in this ball game. St. Cecilia is a team that's averaging 51 points per ball game on offense. Chanel Farmer will inbound the ball here for the Hawkettes as she gets it into Alyssa Schropp. 5-2 is the score. Wood River has got a 3-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Now the Eagles have gone man-to-man here. Chanel Farmer inside to Nicholas. She drops it down low. The ball's going to be deflected away from Chandra Farmer. It's going to be picked up here by Wood River. Julia Rojas into the ball game now. Picks up the loose ball. St. Cecilia turns it over for the second time. And now Wood River comes back and throws the ball out of bounds themselves. Maddie Lohr having problems with it down there in the corner. That's four turnovers now on Wood River. St. Cecilia with two. 2:46 to play in the first. 5-2 is the score. Wood River has got the lead. Nicola, Chanel Farmer now. Up high, left side of the lane to Nicola. Back down in the corner on the left side. Chandra Farmer dribbling inside. Can't put up a shot. Now to Nicola. Now Wood River's gone back to a zone defense. Switching defenses up on St. Cecilia here tonight. That's a Josie Jackson with the ball. On the wing on the right side. Fakes the three. Dribbles in the elbow. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. Foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on St. Cecilia. And it's going to go on. No, it's going to go on Wood River. Personal foul. Wood River is going to go on Bossart. That's going to be your first. The first team foul on the Eagles. Connor Fisher coming back in. Here comes Alexis Burkhardt back in. Bossart will come to the bench. And Kelsey Baugh will come to the bench. St. Cecilia trailing in the ball game, 5-2. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the first. Chanel Farmer gets it in. Nicholas. Shot is up there. It's no good. This is the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Julia Rojas. Her outlet pass is going to be deflected away, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go in St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Nicola. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one on the Hawkettes. Nicola comes out. Here comes Claire Hamburger back into the ballgame. St. Cecilia off to a slow start tonight. 5-2 is the score. Wood River has got the lead. Wood River will inbound here in backcourt. Connor Fisher has got it. Fisher comes back to Alexis Burkhardt. Now to Fisher. Burkhardt approaching the midcourt stripe here. Dribbles and now gets into the far sideline. It's Maddie Lohr with the ball. Has it deflected away, but it's picked up here by Connor Fisher. Now to Alexis Burkhardt here on the near sideline. Double team. Bounce pass out to Lohr. Brings it back here to the near side to Burkhardt. Takes it down on the baseline. Stops there. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Lohr. On the wing to Caitlin Hermers into the ballgame. Now inside to Connor Fisher. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Herman has got it on the wing. Caitlin Herman nearly intercepted there by a Chanel Farmer. Gets it to Connor Fisher. Now to Burkhardt. Shot is up there for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Rojas. Rojas for Wood River. Gets it away. Now to Fisher. Shot in the lane is good. Connor Fisher scores after the offensive rebound. 7-2 is the score now. Wood River with a 5-point lead. St. Cecilia coming back the other way. Driving for the hole. Shot is up there. No good by Schropp. And she's fouling the play. Alyssa Schropp angling in from the right wing. Takes it to the hole. And she is fouling the play here. Now St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. Julia Rojas Picking up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number two on the Eagles here in this first quarter of play. Schropp to the free throw line. She's a 67% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there and in. St. Cecilia is a team hitting 55% of their free throws this year. 44% from the field and 31% from three-point territory. 7-3 is the score now. Wood River has got a four-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp will have one more. Shot is up there. That one is off of the left side. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Rojas. Her pass deflected, but is picked up by Fisher. Now to Rojas. The Burkhart still in backcourt. Picked up there by Hamburger. Burkhart races the ball into the offensive zone. Down the right side of the lane. Stops there. Comes out on top now to Connor Fisher. She's trying to drive the ball. Against Schropp. Gives it up. Maddie Lohr over on the wing on the left side to Alexis Burkhart. Her pass to Caitlin Herman. Herman's pass on the near sideline is going to be deflected out of bounds. Schropp nearly got her hands on it there for St. Cecilia. She deflected the ball away, and then the ball runs into the official here on the near sideline and goes out of bounds. So Wood River will play things in. 58 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Wood River leading third-ranked Hastings St. Cecilia. 7-3 is the score. Bossarder has got the ball. Down to Fisher, down to the baseline. Her pass is deflected out of her hands, out of bounds. Again, Schropp down here, getting her hands on the ball there, but it goes out of bounds. Wood River will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Baugh just lobs it out here. Free throw line to Bossart. Gives it up now to Burkhart. Over on the wing on the left side. Dribbles it into the paint. Can't put up a shot. Now to Baugh down on the baseline. 10-footer is up there. Good. Kelsey Baugh scores. 9-3 is the score. Wood River surprising Hastings St. Cecilia. 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia's got the ball in their offensive zone. Josie Jackson comes over here to Hamburger. Outside now that Schropp with the ball comes across the top to Jackson. Wood River is still in his own defense. Hamburger has got it. Hamburger gets it out here to Schropp. Cross-court pass comes to Jackson. Entry pass to get it inside to Nicola. Drops it down low to Thomas. Her shot is no good. Rebound Thomas. Follow shot good. Olivia missed the first one. She got her own rebound back and put it down through the hole. She's got 4 points. 9-5 is the score. 7 seconds to play. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Jackson. Josie Jackson picks up the personal foul. So Wood River will play things in here on the near sideline. 7.4 seconds to play. First quarter. Wood River out on top of St. Cecilia. 9-5 is the score. They lob it out here. That's going to be Bossart. Her shot from 17 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Schropp. Into the forecourt. Throws up a shot. It's going to be good! Alyssa Schropp about 3 feet into the offensive zone on the right sideline, throws up a three-pointer at the buzzer for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawks are within one at the end of one. Alyssa Schropp, 3 feet at the most across the mid-court stripe on the far sideline, throws in a shot at the buzzer for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll take a break. The score after one. It is Wood River 9, Hastings St. Cecilia 8. You're listening to the district championship tonight on 1230 KHAS.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Wood River turns the ball over. St. Cecilia now missing a shot at their end with Olivia Thomas, but a personal foul is going to be called. So the Eagles turn the ball away on their opening possession of the second quarter. St. Cecilia comes back, and Thomas is fouled in a play. That's going to go on Bossart. That's going to be Kelly's second. That's huge for Wood River. She does a majority of their scoring. Olivia Thomas hits the free throw, and St. Cecilia has come back to tie the score up now at 9 points apiece. 9-9 is the score with 7 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Second shot is going to be up there no good. Nicholas saves the ball. It's loose in the lane. It's finally picked up here by Kelsey Baugh. Baugh gets it away now to Burkhart. She runs her back the other way. Alexis Burkhart for Wood River. Over here on the wing to a Connor Fisher. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Schropp. So St. Cecilia can grab their first lead of the ball game in this possession. They get it to Hamburger into the lane. There's a pass over to Jackson. She throws up a shot off of the window. No good. Rebound. Hamburger. Follow shot. Good. Wood River calls a timeout. St. Cecilia has the first lead of the ball game. With 7 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 11, Wood River 9.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Kearney Catholic has got the lead in their district championship ball game over Ainsworth tonight. The ball game being played at Ford, 15-10 is the score. Kearney Catholic has got the lead in that one. Hastings St. Cecilia now with the advantage here, 11-9. 11-9, the Hawkettes have the lead in this district championship ball game. Kearney Catholic, that's a boys game. Kearney Catholic is playing Gibbon tonight in boys play at Grand Island Northwest, and the Stars had the lead at the end of the first quarter. Girls game here with Wood River and Hastings St. Cecilia. There's a Bossart with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Drives it against Nicola. Gives the ball up now to Burkhart. She dribbles the ball in the lane. Burkhart comes over here to a Connor Fisher. Lobs the ball inside to Bossart. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Nicola. That's a 6 turnover on Wood River. Nicola gets the ball into the hands of Farmer into the forecourt to Chanel Farmer. Entry pass to Nicola, drops it down low. Shot by Olivia Thomas is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Thomas now with 3 field goals and 6 points here in the ball game. Personal foul is called on Alexis Burkhart. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Eagles. Thomas goes back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. 13-9 is the score. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Kaylee Gill for Wood River. Gill gives the ball up now to a Kelsey Baugh. Hustles into the forecourt. The Eagles are down by 4 points. They led throughout the entire first quarter of play here tonight at Kennesaw. There's a long-range jumper by Burkhart. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Out with pass on the near sideline, and Nickler brings it back to the center of the floor. There's a pass down to Hamburger. Shot is up and in, and she fouled the play. Hamburger got the field goal on the break right underneath the basket. And a personal foul is going to be called on Burkhart again for Wood River. That's going to be her second. Now the Hawkins ability 6-point lead is 15-9. And again, Wood River wants to call a timeout. Wood River calls their second timeout here in the second quarter. 6 minutes and 11 seconds to play until halftime. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 15, Wood River 9.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirstner's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirstner's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Thomas to the free throw line, or rather Hamburger to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in, so she converts on the 3-point play. St. Cecilia scored the last 8 points of the ballgame. They're on an 8-0 run now here in the second quarter. 16-9 is the score. Wood River has got the ball. Being pressured over there. Kelsey Bond, the ball knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds by Chanel Farmer. Farmers is averaging 3.7 steals per ballgame. Here's the inbounds pass again, deflected away. That time Nicola had her hands on it there for St. Cecilia. Hawkins on an 8-0 run here in the second quarter. Wood River has not scored so far in the first 2 minutes of the second period. Alexis Burkhart has got the ball. St. Cecilia is staying with a man-to-man defense. Bossart has got it. Bossart out here to a Connor Fisher. Chanel Farmer goes for the swipe. Can't get there. Baugh's got it here on the near sideline. Dribbles it down to the corner. Now her pass is going to be back into the back corner. It's going to be an over and back violation. Kelsey Baugh just throws it down the near sideline. It goes into the backcourt, retrieved by Connor Fisher, but an over and back violation. Baugh is going to check out. Coming back into the ballgame is going to be Maddie Lohr for Wood River. So an 8-0 run here for the Hawkettes. St. Cecilia's got a 16-9 lead. Here in the second quarter with 5:40 to play. They get it inside to Nicola, kicks it out to Chanel Farmer. Now to Chandra Farmer, 4-3, left side shot way off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kelsey Bossart for the Wood River Eagles. Gets it away to Fisher, now to Bossart, top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane, throws up a shot over Nicola, good. Bossart now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. 16-11 is the score. Chanel Farmer, her pass down the floor is going to be knocked out of bounds. Farmer came streaking up the near sideline. Hamburger was down underneath the basket, and the ball tipped away at the last second there by Bossart, getting back on defense. St. Cecilia will play things in. Hamburger, the Nicola in the corner, dribbles to the basket. Shot is up there. No good, but a collision underneath the hole, and a foul's going to be called. This one is going to go on Wood River. That's going to go on Bossart. That's going to be your third personal foul. The sixth team foul on Wood River. So now Bossart is in big trouble here. Three fouls in the first half. She is the majority of their scoring, averaging 14.4 points per ballgame. Their leading scorer for the Eagles. Nicola to the free throw line. Morgan puts it up there, and the shot good. Nicola is 66% foul shooter. Baugh comes back in. Here comes Julia Rojas in. Gill checks out. Bossart checks out. 5:13 to play in the second quarter. 17-11 now. Hawkins have the lead. C25 district championship here tonight at Kennesaw. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Nicola, it's a pair of free throws. 18-11 now in favor of the Hawkins. Pressure by St. Cecilia in backcourt. Connor Fisher has got the ball. Fisher goes to Burkhart in backcourt here, working against Farmer. That's Chandra Farmer back there. Burkhart into the offensive zone, down the left sideline. Now she's double-teamed. Burkhart throws it out here. Connor Fisher has got it. Now to Burkhart. Dribbles it left side of the lane. The ball poked away by Chanel Farmer. Now a foul is called. Chanel Farmer picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. Team foul number three on the Hawkettes. 4 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, St. Cecilia leading by a score of 18-11 after trailing 9-8 after the opening quarter. There's the ball is going to be poked away again by Farmer. It's out of bounds. Farmer knocks that one away from Connor Fisher. Fisher now plays things in. Alexis Burkhart out here near the midcourt stripe. Going to drive the ball behind the screen. Burkhart all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Alexis Burkhart scoring there. She got a 3 and a 2 now. 5 points here in the first half. 18-13 is the score. The Hawkettes leading by 5 points. St. Cecilia back with the ball in their offensive zone. High post. That's Nicola with the ball. Hands it away. Schropp has got it on the dribble. Takes it down to the baseline. Schropp lobs it inside down to Nicola. Nicola double team. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Nicola goes tumbling out of bounds. No foul called. Rebound comes out to Schropp. Out to Chanel Farmer. Now to Schropp. Open for three. Takes the shot. No good. Rebound Chandra Farmer. Her shot up and in. Three shots in the hole there for St. Cecilia. Hawkins convert. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play now in the second quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 20, Wood River 13.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
Tomorrow night, we'll have a boys' sub-district championship game for you here on 1230 KHIS. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull from Sandy Creek. Airtime at 7:45 tomorrow night with a tip-off at 8 o'clock, and that's a sub-district championship ball game. 20-13 is the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia girls out on top of Wood River. Just by the four-minute mark, driving is going to be Burkhart. Any foul is going to be called. A reaching in foul here on St. Cecilia is going to go on Chandra Farmer. Sandra Farmer is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Hawkettes. Kelsey Baugh will inbound the ball here for Wood River. Gets it into the lane. There's a lure. Shot no good. Battling for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Last touch there by Schropp. Maddie Lohr misses an easy one just to the right of the basket. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Olivia Thomas. Chanel Farmer will come to the bench. 3:53 to go here in the second period. St. Cecilia with a 7-point lead. Pass comes way out on top. That's going to be Burkhart with the ball. Comes across the top to Fisher. Fisher dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Gives her up here to Lohr. Near sideline down to Burkhart. Holds it high above her head. Entry pass intercepted. Intercepted there by Nikla. Read that one beautifully. She takes it away from Julia Rojas. Back the other way is Schropper. Shot no good. Thomas with a rebound. Follow shot no good. Rebound. Josie Jackson. Now to Olivia Thomas to Nikla. Back outside to Schropp. Shot for three. Good. Alyssa Schropp has now got 7 points in the ballgame, including a couple of threes. And St. Cecilia has opened up a 10-point lead over Wood River. It is 23-13. Here's Connor Fisher with the ball. Fisher gives it up out of Lohr. He gets it back here to Fisher. Brings it into the offensive zone. Dribbles back to the center of the floor. Now the ball's going to be stripped away. Picked up by Schropp. She dribbles. Her shot no good, but she's fouling a play. 9 turnovers on Wood River so far here in the first half of play. The St. Cecilia defense getting to the Eagles here in the second quarter. A personal foul here is going to be whistled on Burkhart. That's going to be her third personal foul. Bossart already has 3 for the Eagles. Going to the free throw line will be Schropp. And her free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. Wood River not real deep on the bench here. They've got 2 of their starters already in some foul trouble here in the first half with 3 personal fouls each. Alyssa Schropp, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. We'll have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game. Her younger sister, Chandra Farmer. 24-13 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia looking to win a district championship here tonight, possibly a number 2 seed in the Girls State High School basketball tournament coming up beginning Thursday down in Lincoln. Kelsey Baugh with the ball. Kelsey Baugh, left-handed dribble, brings it into the offensive zone. Nearly lost it. Now the ball is stripped out of there. Jackson grabs the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Kelsey Baugh fighting for it, but Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first foul on Kelsey Baugh. Team foul number 8 on Wood River. St. Cecilia is always in the bonus situation. Going to the free throw line will be Josie Jackson. She has not scored so far tonight, but she's an 80% foul shooter in the season. She's 8 out of 10 from the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Jackson hit for 6 points in each of the 2 sub-district tournament games. Her wins over Donovan Trumbull and Blue Hill. That's her first point here tonight. Jackson puts up the next one. It rims off of there, no good. Rebound comes down to Wood River, and a foul is going to be called on Thomas. A rebounding foul on Olivia Thomas. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Carly Wright going out is going to be Alyssa Schropp. 2:51 to play in the second quarter. 25-13. Hawkettes have the lead here at Kennesaw High School tonight. Down the far sideline is going to be Bach. Comes over here to Fisher, and that one goes out of bounds. Ball trying to get it to Fisher, but that pass was wide of the target, and Wood River turns it away for the 10th time here in the ball game. Here comes Morgan Nikola back into the ball game. Going out is going to be Josie Jackson. 25-13, Hawks for the Hawkettes have a 12-point lead. There's a pass to the wing on the right side. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Josie Ball over there. Deflecting the ball away from Carly Wright. So St. Cecilia will play it in on the far sideline. Wright, two-handed pass, gets it into Claire Hamburger. Hamburger takes it to the right sideline. Gives it back down to Wright at the elbow. Over to Chanel, open for 3. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Connor Fisher. Fisher gets it to Kelsey Baugh here in backcourt. Now to Fisher down the near sideline. Fisher out here to Bossart. 3-pointer off the front iron, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch there by Wood River, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Sandra Farmer back into the ball game now for the Hawkettes. Coming to the bench will be Carly Wright. Into the ball game for Wood River, Alexis Burkhart. Here comes Kaylee Gill back into the contest. Bossart will come to the bench, and also Caitlin Herman. 2:16 to play in the second quarter, 25-13. Hawkettes are up by 12 points after trailing 9-8 after the end of the first quarter. Chandler Farmer with the ball. Farmer dribbles down the lane, stops and pops. A little 5-footer is up there and in. Chandler Farmer scoring there for St. Cecilia. 27-13 is the score. Now Chanel Farmer gets a steal. Chanel Farmer back the other way. Left-handed dribble into the forecourt to Chandra. Fakes the three. Moves to her right. Ten-footer is up there. No good. Gets her own rebound. Brings it back out of here in the three-point territory. Throws it down to Nicola on the baseline. Morgan Nicola dribbles the ball on the paint. The ball stripped away and is picked up by Bond. That's the third turnover on St. Cecilia. That ball tipped out of bounds. Coming back the other way. Burkhart was on the dribble. It was tipped out of her hands there by Claire Hamburger. So Wood River will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:39 to play. They're in the second quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 27-13. Burkhart, three-pointer good. Alexis Burkhart scoring here from the near sideline. Nobody out there defensively for the Hawkettes. Burkhart now with 8 points in the ballgame, 27-16. The St. Cecilia lead is now 11 points here in this one. Claire Hamburger goes on the high post to Thomas. Back out to Hamburger. Angles in from the wing on the right side. Takes it all the way to the hoop and scores. Claire Hamburger scores. She's got 7 points in the ballgame, 29-16. Back to a 13-point lead. Fisher gets the ball to Burkhart around the screen. Moves it to the free throw line. Dumps it away to Gill. Back outside now to Alexis Burkhart to Fisher. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Maddie Lohr. Now right wing, Burkhart holds it. Entry pass. They get it inside to Gill at the elbow. Can't put up a shot. Throws her back out here to Connor Fisher. High left. For the ball there is going to be Lohr. Down in the corner is going to be Baugh. Back out to the top of the key to Burkhart. Burkhart to the near sideline. Now to Fisher. 43 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The ball poked into the backcourt there by Chanel. Picked up back there by Fisher of Wood River. Takes it down the far sideline. Tries to hand the ball away. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. And now a foul called. St. Cecilia attacking here defensively. And a personal foul is going to be called here on the Hawkettes. Foul is going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be her first. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Erica Kitten. Thomas comes out. Schropp comes back in. Chanel Farmer comes to the bench. 33 seconds to play. Second quarter, 29-16. There's a pass. A shot is up and in. Maddie Lohr scoring there for Wood River. 29-18. Lohr scores off of the inbound. Here's a Hamburger with the ball. Now to Schropp. Dribbles the ball into the paint. Run Henner's up there and in. Schropp has got 10 points in the ball game here for St. Cecilia. 31-18. With the ball here is a Kelsey Baugh down the near sideline. Connor Fisher has got it. 7 seconds. Out on top again to Lohr. Sends it over on the deep wing left side to Herman. Out here in 3 points territory to Baugh. Her shot at the buzzer is going to be no good. And that is the end of the second quarter of play. Facing St. Cecilia, a big quarter there. As they score 23 points. And that's the second quarter alone. And the Hawkettes have the lead here at halftime. It's Facing St. Cecilia at 31, Wood River 18. You're listening to High School Basketball Tonight on 1230 KHAS.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. District championship ball game with Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of the Eagles of Wood River. The score at halftime is St. Cecilia 31 and Wood River 18. The Eagles controlled most of the first quarter of play. In fact, Wood River at one point had a 9-3 lead.
Saints and City came back, hit a field goal to make it 9-5, and then Alyssa Schropp hitting a shot from just across half court to end the first quarter to pull the Hawkettes within 1 point at 9-8. St. Cecilia then continued their run in the second quarter of play. In fact, it was 9-3 at 1 point in the first quarter. Then Wood River did not score again until it was 16-9. So the Hawkettes went a 13-0 run to bridge the first quarter and the second quarter. Hawkettes led 16-9. And right now they have a 31-18 advantage over the Eagles of Wood River here at halftime. Another game is going on tonight in a girls' district championship game from Aurora High School tonight. Fillmore Central has got the lead over Sandy Creek by a score of 23-20 as the Cougars look to make it back to the girls' state high school basketball tournament this week. Fillmore Central is a team that has beaten Sandy Creek three times already this year. In fact, quite handily three times, but the Cougars of Sandy Creek now within 3 points at halftime of Fillmore Central. The score is 23-20. 31-18 is the score here. Wood River trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. Checking the scoring in the first half of play for Wood River. It's Alexis Burkhart leading the way for the Eagles. She has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and she's got a two-point field goal. Burkhart with 8 points in the ball game. Kelly Bossart has been limited to just two field goals and 4 points. 2 points for Maddie Lohr, 2 points for Connor Fisher, 2 points from Kelsey Baugh. Other than that, not a whole lot of scoring offensively for Wood River. Their big trouble is going to be personal fouls here. Alexis Burkhart has got 3 fouls at halftime. Kelly Bossart also with 3 fouls for the Eagles at the halftime break. Scoring for Hastings St. Cecilia, they're being led so far by Alyssa Schropp. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Schropp has knocked down a couple of three-pointers. She's got a two-point field goal, and she's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Claire Hamburger has got 7 points, 3 field goals. She is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Olivia Thomas has got 3 field goals. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 7. Sandra Farmer has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Morgan Nicola has got a couple of free throws and 2 attempts for 2. Josie Jackson, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. St. Cecilia hitting 7 out of 11 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Wood River has not shot a free throw so far here in this basketball game. So the score at halftime, it is Hastings St. Cecilia leading Wood River by the score of 31-18. We'll have more after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Kennesaw High School as we've got the C2 District 5 Championship on the line tonight. Berth and the Girls State Tournament will await the winner. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of the Wood River Eagles by a score of 31-18 here in halftime. Again, the other C2 District Championship games going on tonight. Palmyra is playing Sutton at Friend High School. UTAN against Aquinas Catholic at Wahoo. North Bend Central is playing Lutheran High Northeast at Central Community College in Columbus tonight. Homer is playing Crofton tonight at Wayne. And it's North Platte St. Pat's in Bridgeport playing tonight at Chapel. Those are the 6 district games going on. The champions from each of those districts will move on into the state tournament. They will be joined by 2 wild card teams. The C1 district championship games also going on tonight. Louisville is playing Lincoln Christian tonight at Nebraska Wesleyan. At Midland University in Fremont, you've got Omaha Concordia up against Wahoo. Fillmore Central is playing Sandy Creek tonight at Aurora.
That score is at halftime. Fillmore Central is leading Sandy Creek by a score of 23-20. Winnebago is playing Norfolk Catholic tonight at West Point Beamer. Connie Catholic will play Ainsworth tomorrow at Ord. And Gothenburg will play Shadron tonight out in Sydney. Class D1 district championship games being decided tonight. Friend versus Exeter Milligan. That game's going on at Seward. Silver Lake is playing Palmer tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic. At Wisner Pilger, you've got Howells Dodge against Emerson Hubbard. At Burwell in Class D1, at St. Mary's against Ansley Litchfield. At Bertrand tonight, it is Alma taking on Arapaho. And at Bayard, it's Sutherland against Crawford. Class D2 district championship games also going on tonight. At Norris, you've got Fall City Sacred Heart against Deschler. At Norfolk Catholic, it is Humphrey and Lindsay Holy Family. At Hardington Cedar Catholic tonight, Why Not is playing Osmond. At Gibbon, you've got Giltner up against Axtell. At Wallace tonight, Brady is playing Juanita Palisade. And out of Hemingford, Sandhills Thetford up against Sioux County. Boys action earlier tonight, the Adams Central Patriots have won their sub-district title. Adams Central beat Grand Island Central Catholic tonight easily up at Aurora tonight by a score of 48-24. So Adams Central moves on to the district championship game on Monday against either Milford or Centennial. Meanwhile, Giltner, they won the sub-district championship here at Kennesaw as they beat Hampton in the first game tonight by a score of 65-25. Giltner will play either Amherst or Pleasanton coming up on Tuesday in the district championship ball games. And obviously, Platte River Radio will have coverage of both of those games coming up next week on one of our stations, our network of stations at Platte River Radio. At the second half coming up here at Kennesaw High School tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia looking to chop down the nets for another season. They've got a 13-point lead over Wood River. The score is 31-18. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Another boys' score in for you. Gibbon is out on top of Kearney Catholic tonight, scoring 22-21. That's at halftime with their sub-district championship game going on at Grand Island Northwest tonight. Gibbon 22, Kearney Catholic 21. St. Cecilia with the opening possession to begin this third quarter of play. Girls C25 district championship here tonight. Wood River again will be in a zone defense. Nikla, backdoor cut to get the ball to Jackson, and her shot is up and in. Nice pass by Nikla. Josie Jackson lays it in, and the Hawkeyes have now built a 33-18 lead here in the early minutes of the second half at Kennesaw High School. Here's Burkhart with the ball. She goes for the hole. The shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought down here by Hamburger. Claire, right-handed dribble back the other way. Nice pass. There's a shot up and in. Alyssa Schropp. Hamburger gets the assist. Schropp gets the field goal. 13 points now in the ball game for Alyssa Schropp, and it's 35-18. Hawkins with a lead here with the Wood River Eagles. Again, these two teams played during the regular season, and St. Cecilia handled Wood River rather easily in the fifth game of the season. There's a shot from the top of the key by Burkhart. It's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds. They say it was touched out here. They're going to give the ball to Wood River. So the Eagles will play things in. St. Cecilia beat Wood River earlier this year by a score of 64-39. It's 35-18 here. Just under 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Alexis Burkhart, two-handed pass to the right side. Goes to Baugh. Baugh circles around, takes it into the paint. Runs into Nikola. Baugh is trapped in the lane. Finally gets it away to Gill. Here's a little short jumper. It's up there and in. Kaylee Gill scoring from the right side of the lane. About a little seven-footer. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's 35-20.
Hawkins with a lead. Nikola inside the free throw circle. Ball poked away. Nikola picks her back up. Nikola throws it over to Schropp. Angles toward the bucket. Can't put up a shot. Throws it back out to Josie Jackson. She saves it from going into the backcourt. Picked up there by Nikola. Drives it down the lane. Dishes off to Thompson. Thomas. Her shot is up and in. Nikola gets the assist, and Olivia Thomas scores on the easy one. She's got 9 points in the ball game. Here's a steal now by Schropp. Schropp runs her back the other way. A pass to Hamburger. His shot's going to be blocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Wood River turns the ball over for the 12th time here in the ball game. St. Cecilia can't finish, but the Hawkins will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 6:07 to play in the third. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 37-20. Josie Jackson will inbound the ball. They get it to a Chandra Farmer in the lane. Farmer puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good, but she's off for the steps. Chandra Farmer working inside there among tall timber is whistled for the traveling violation. That's only the fourth turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. 37-20 is the score. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's Wood River bringing the ball up the floor, and it's going to be tipped out of the hands of Alexis Burkhardt out of bounds. Jackson out here defensively for the Hawkettes. Wood River will play things in just to the left of the scorers table down here on the near sideline. Connor Fisher will inbound the ball, picked up there by Schropp of St. Cecilia. They get it into Kelsey Baugh, now to Burkhardt, near sideline. That's Bossart with the ball. She'll play with three personal fouls. Bounce pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Nicola of St. Cecilia. 5:46 to play in the third. Hawkins leading by a score of 37-20. Kelsey Baugh will inbound the ball for Wood River. Comes out here on the wing to Bossart, fakes the three. Works out here against Nikola. Takes it to the top of the key. Now down the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there over Thomas. It's going to be no good. Foul shot is up there. It's no good. And a foul called. Kaylee Gill got the offensive board, and then she was fouled into play here. It's going to go on Thomas. That's going to be her second. That's going to send Kaylee Gill to the free throw line. She's a 57% foul shooter in the season. 20 out of 35 from the foul line. Her shot is up there. It's good. That is the first free throw of the night for Wood River. It comes at the 5:38 mark of the third quarter. Wood River, a 55% shooting ball club. The foul line. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. So Gill hits one out of two, cuts the St. Cecilia lead down to 16 points. There comes Chanel Farmer back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Josie Jackson. 37-21. Hawkins have the ball, looking for their 12th consecutive win here tonight. So now Farmer to Thomas, now to Morgan Nicholas. She circles around. The ball is lost. It's picked up by Schropp. Then she loses the ball down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Last touchdown there by Bossart. So St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 5:23 to play in the third. 37-21. Hawkins have the lead. So now Farmer gets it in to Nicola from the elbow. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes out here to Fisher. Connor Fisher gets the ball away to Kelsey Baugh down the near sideline. Kelsey Baugh gets away. Fisher has got it now. Ball is going to be deflected away from her. Nicholas saves it from going out of bounds. It's popped into the backcourt. It's picked up by Baugh. Baugh has got it now to Bossart. Back for Wood River. Back in their entry. And back into their offensive zone as they have an entry pass there to Bossart. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Bossart goes for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Kelly Bossart gets an offensive board and a putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game. 37-23. Hawkins with the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Chanel Farmer on the wing. Her pass goes inside. Olivia Thomas back out. Schropp, top of the key. Chandra Farmer on the wing. Her shot from 15 is up there. No good. Rebound, Bossart. Bossart has got it now for Wood River. He dribbles with it in backcourt. Gets it away to Kelsey Baugh down the near sideline. Baugh brings it back to the center of the floor. Baugh goes on the far side. Down to Burkhardt to the free throw line to Gill. Gives it up down to Fisher. Left side to Baugh. Entry pass deflected away from Bossart. Picked up by Thomas. Long pass down to four. Chanel Farmer stops at the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound comes out of Burkhardt. Burkhardt gets the ball to Baugh. Now to the near sideline to Bossart. 4:10 to play. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead. Right sideline, Connor Fisher. Cross-court pass comes over here to Burkhardt for three. Shot is up there. She banks one home. Alexis Burkhardt banks one home from the wing on the left side of the lane. She's got 11 points. And the Eagles are back to within 11 now at 37-26. Now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 37, Wood River 26.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 37-26 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead using a big 23-9 second quarter spurt. There's Chanel Farmer trying to drive the ball in the hole, and she is tripped on the play. Connor Fisher picking up the personal foul for Wood River. That's going to be her first. Team foul number one of the Eagles. Caitlin Herman coming into the ball game now. Coming out is going to be Fisher for Wood River. St. Cecilia will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. Chanel Farmer looking, goes to Nicola. Baseline jumper is up there, good. Morgan Nicola scores just the right of the basket, a little five-footer. 39-26, now St. Cecilia applying pressure again here in backcourt, racing the ball up the near sideline. Burkhardt brings it into the offensive zone against Sandra Farmer. Now cuts it down to the baseline. Shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound Bossart, follow shot, good. Kelly Bossart, she's been averaging 7.9 rebounds per game. Gets the offensive board there. Now St. Cecilia turning the ball away in backcourt. A traveling violation on the Hawkettes. That's only the fifth turnover on St. Cecilia. Wood River has got 12, but now the Eagles can get this lead back down to single digits here. 3 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the third is 39-28. Coming out will be Burkhardt. Coming back into the ball game, Kelsey Baugh for Wood River. The Eagles have won their last four games in a row. There's a pass out on top to Lohr, who's back into the ball game, drives it down the left side of the lane. She draws the personal foul as she goes up for the shot. Lohr will go to the free throw line. Carly Wright picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be your first. So Maddie Lohr, a 62% foul shooter, goes to the stripe here. You got a field goal and 2 points to her credit in this ball game. Her first shot is up there and in. And now it's a 10-point lead for the Hawkettes at 39-29. 3:18 to play here in the third quarter. Lohr's next free throw is up there. That one hits the front iron. He gets a spin down through the hole. Now Wood River has got the lead down to 9 points, single digits here with 3:16 to play in the third quarter. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Chanel gets it out to Chandra out here in three-point territory. It's a man-to-man defense now for Wood River. Chandra Farmer comes over to Chanel. Free throw line extended right side, dribbles the ball in the paint. Gives her up there. That's going to be Wright with the ball down in the corner. Chandra Farmer brings it up high on the block. Nice pass down low to a Farmer, and she lays it in. Chandra goes to Chanel, who lays it in. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Chanel. 41-30. St. Cecilia back out to an 11-point lead. Baugh's got the ball. She falls down, picks it up on her knees, goes to the wing to Herman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound battle for. Now a jump ball is called inside, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Wood River, so the Eagles will get to play things in on the alternating jump. Trot, Jackson, Thomas, Nicola, all coming into the ball game. Kitten's going to come out. Farmer, and Wright. 2:38 to play here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 41-30. Hawkins led at halftime 31-18. There's a pass out to the free throw line. Fisher has got it down the lane. One hander is up there, no good, and she's fouling a play. And now Connor Fisher will go to the free throw line. All right. The foul is going to be whistled here on Nicola. That's going to be your second. Two fouls on Nicola. Team foul number three in the Hawkettes to the free throw line for Wood River. It's going to be Fisher. Her first shot is up there. It's good. Connor Fisher now with 3 points in the ball game. She's a 47% foul shooter in the season. He's hit 36 out of 76. Coming into the ball game here tonight. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So again, Wood River has got the lead down to 9 points at 41. The 32 with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Schropp has got the ball on the far sideline. Alyssa Schropp brings it into the offensive zone. Now she's double-teamed. The ball's going to be knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia ball. Burkhart was over there. Ball was over there for Wood River. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Coming out is going to be Hamburger. 2:26 to play in the third. St. Cecilia with a 9-point lead, 41-32. Josie Jackson to Chanel Farmer. Inside to Nicola. Back out to Chanel. Dribble penetration. Takes it down in the corner again. That's Nicola. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound is loose and is brought down there by Kelsey Baugh. Baugh's got it for Wood Rivers. So the Eagles can slice into the St. Cecilia lead right here. Alexis Burkhardt has it poked away. Picked up by Chanel Farmer. Chanel Farmer coming back the other way. Now to Strop. She mishandles the ball. Scramble is on. We got a jump ball called. And the arrow pointing in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawkins will play things in. Wood River has got 13 turnovers now in the basketball game. St. Cecilia will play things in down here in the corner. On the left side underneath her basket. Chanel Farmer will play things in. Chanel looking, comes way out on top as Nicola with the ball, top of the key. Nicola brings it back to Chanel, signs it up to three, takes the three and misses the three. Rebound comes down to Herman. She runs her back the other way. Caitlin Herman, she'll slow up now with the basketball. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline to Baugh. Entry pass to get it into Bossart. Back out to Baugh. Dribble penetration, throws it out to Bossart for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Thomas. Olivia Thomas has got it for St. Cecilia. The Hawkins still with a 9-point lead, 41-32. St. Cecilia back in their offensive zone. The Chanel Farmer, she falls down with the ball on the baseline. Gets it out here to Schropp for three. Shot good. Alyssa Schropp gets the ball from Chanel Farmer, who fell down on the baseline. Farmer got it down to the corner to Schropp, who cans a three ball. Big possession there for St. Cecilia. Gives the Hawkins a 12-point lead now at 44-32. Burkhardt, her 15-footer, off of the mark, no good. Schropp with the rebound. Alyssa Schropp's had a good ball game tonight for St. Cecilia. Schropp brings it into the offensive zone. Down to Nicola. Two-handed pass to Farmer. Nice pass to Thomas and her shot. No good. Rebound Thomas. She's fouling the play. Olivia Thomas misses an easy one, but then she is fouling the play. She goes to the free throw line. 57 seconds to play here in the third quarter. The foul goes on Connor Fisher. That's going to be her second. Olivia Thomas to the free throw line. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And her free throw is up there. It's no good. She's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Chandra Farmer back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Chanel Farmer comes to the bench. 44-32. Hawkins with a 12-point lead. Next shot by Thomas. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Fisher. Connor takes it down the right sideline for Wood River. Brings it back to the center of the floor. And a reaching in foul. Nicola. Logan trying to chip that ball away. Picks up her third personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4. On the Hawkins here in the second half of play. Here comes Hamburger back into the ball game. Thomas comes to the bench. 52.5 seconds to play in the third. Wood River plays it in. Bossart has got the ball, spins in the lane, puts up a shot over Nicola. Good. Up and under. Kelly Butler, rather over Nicola. She gets the field goal to go down. 44-34 is the score. Here's Nicola back with it now for St. Cecilia. Over on the wing, the left side is Chandra Farmer. Now we got a foul called. The foul is going to be called here on Wood River. It's going to go on Fisher. That's going to be her third. Into the ball game now is going to be Gill. Going on is going to be Fisher. So a 10-point lead for St. Cecilia. Hawkins will inbound. Here's Chandra Farmer with an out. Dribbles left to right across the free throw line. Traveling violation. Ran into Alexis Burkhardt there. A traveling violation is called on Farmer. That's the 6th turnover on St. Cecilia in the ballgame. 44-34. St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead. Out of the scorer's table checking in for the Hawkins is going to be Carly Wright. Coming out is going to be Morgan Nicola. So Wood River will come back with the basketball. They've cut the lead down to 9 points a couple of times here in this quarter, but can't get any closer than that. Maddie Lohr with the ball down the near side. Comes out on top between the circles now to Kelsey Baugh. Double team on the wing. Burkhardt drives the ball to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Wright. The ball is loose on the baseline. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. That's a Chandra Farmer. Long pass down to Florida. Hamburger. Not a shot. Drive. Shoots and misses. No good. Rebound to Bossart. Bossart now with 7 seconds in backcourt. Bossart still dribbling with it. Gets it into the offensive zone. Bossart stops. Any traveling violation. Bossart was going to size up a three-pointer from the top of the key. Is whistled for the happy feet out there. Traveling violation on Bossart. That's turnover number 14 on Wood River. Now St. Cecilia will inbound with 1.7 seconds. Chandra Farmer just across the half-court stripe. Throws up a shot. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play.
Three quarters in the books tonight. Girls High School basketball in the C25 District Championship. Hastings St. Cecilia 44, Wood River 34.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Gibbon continues to lead Kearney Catholic in boys high school basketball in the sub-district championship game at Grand Island Northwest. 32-28 is the score there, with Gibbon at the end of the third quarter leading Kearney Catholic 32-28. It's 44-34 here, and immediately it's going to be a foul on St. Cecilia Josie Jackson on the first possession of the fourth quarter. As Wood River was trying to drive the ball down the right side of the lane, Jackson picks up the foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Hawkettes. Wood River will inbound the ball. Baseline left side. They come out here on the wing. Now Bossart, top of the key. Three-pointer, good. Kelly Bossart throws up a three. She got 13 points in the ball game. Wood River is within 7 points. There's a steal, and a shot is up and in. She's fouled in a play. Connor Fisher gets the steal in backcourt, and she's fouled in a play. She gets the field goal to go down. And now Connor Fisher goes to the free throw line. All of a sudden, we have ourselves a 5-point ball game. Chandra Farmer picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 6 in the Hawkettes. Connor Fisher to the free throw line. Shot is up there. The shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. So this is as close as the Eagles have been for a while. 44-39, a 5-point lead. Here's Schropp. Her shot is up there and in. Well, this is Schropp driving the ball to the hole. She has got 17 points in the ball game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia. She's been averaging 8 on the season. 46-39. There's Bossart. Has the ball tipped away. Bossart picks it back up. Double team. Bossart comes back out on top. Connor Fisher has got the ball. Who hands the ball away. Kelsey Baugh comes across the top to Burkhart. Burkhart drives it to the hole. Her running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. And now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Wood River. And it's going to go on Connor Fisher. St. Cecilia has won 11 games in a row, getting all the way back to that three-game stretch we had back in mid-January when the Hawkeyes dropped games in Northwest, Minden, and Kearney Catholic. This streak started back on January the 15th with a 55-33 win over Lexington. Wood River has won 4 games in a row. This is a team that was the number 4 seed in their sub-district. And now they're playing for the district championship here tonight. They've won their last 4 games in a row. St. Cecilia's got a 7-point lead. 46-39, we're in the fourth quarter. Here's Hamburger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Wood River. That's Alexis Burkhart with the ball down the near sideline as they get it to Maddie Lohr, who's back into the ball game. Gets around Hamburger, goes for the basket. Shot no good, but she draws the foul. And Lohr will go to the free throw line now for Wood River. The foul is going to go on Thomas of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her third. So Maddie Lohr goes to the free throw line for Wood River. She is 2 out of 2 from the line so far tonight. 4 points in the ball game. She'll have 2 shots here as she was mauled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. 46-39. St. Cecilia has got the lead with 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play in the ball game. Next shot is up there. That one is good. 46-40. St. Cecilia will inbound here in backcourt. Chanel Farmer has got the ball. Now to Claire Hamburger. Chanel Farmer down the near sideline. Schropp has got it. Alyssa Schropp dribbling with the ball. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Out in the center of the floor. Goes over to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Chanel. Between the circles. Brings it back to Hamburger on the wing. Takes a three-pointer. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound. Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass down. Looks to be tipped away from Nicola. Ball is loose and is picked up in the corner. Picked up in the corner by Kelsey Baugh. Here come the Eagles back the other way. Burkhart has got the ball down the left side of the lane. Shot good. Alexis Burkhart with 13 points in the ball game. It's a 4-point ball game. 46-42 with 6:05 to play. Back at the other end, Nikola, her shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, foul on Thomas. Olivia Thomas just picked up her fourth personal foul, and all of a sudden things are going right for St. Cecilia, and the wheels are starting to come off the cart here. It's 46-42. St. Cecilia had a big lead back there in the third quarter. In fact, led by as many as 15 points, actually 17 points at one time at 35-18. It's now 46-42, and going to the free throw line will be Gill. Kaylee Gill, she's got 3 points so far tonight. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Gill puts up a shot, it's up, and it's around the rim and down. Unbelievable. 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. It's now a 3-point ball game, 46-43. Hawkins leading by 3 points. Next shot by Gill is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Thomas as she stays in the ballgame. 46-43 with 5 minutes and 57 seconds to play now. The Hawkins coming to their offensive zone. Top of the key. That's Sandra Farmer with it. Sandra Farmer goes over to Hamburger. Not a Farmer out here in 3-point territory. Eagles are in a zone defense. Here's Claire Hamburger on the wing on the right side. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Chanel Farmer, entry pass. They get it to Nikola at the free throw line. Nikola dribbles once. Off-balance shot in the lane. Good. Morgan Nikola scores there for St. Cecilia. It didn't look pretty, but it goes down through a hole. Morgan Nikola's got 6 points in the ballgame, and now John Kyle wants to call a timeout. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 48, Wood River 43.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Again, earlier tonight, the Adams Central Patriots won their sub-district championship with a win over Grand Island Central Catholic, 48-24. Patriots will play either Milford or Centennial coming up on Monday in the district championship game. Giltner beat Hampton tonight in the first ball game here in Kennesaw by a score of 65-25. Giltner plays either Amherst or Pleasanton in their district championship game next Tuesday. The Wood River Eagles going toe-to-toe with the third-ranked team in the state in Class C2. St. Cecilia, 48-43 is the score. Hawkins have a 5-point lead. Here's Lohr going for the basket. Shot good. Maddie Lohr takes it right to the hole, and again, it's a 3-point ball game. 48-45, now with 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Second time that Wood River has cut the lead down to 3. Here's Nikola. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Nikola gets her own rebound. On the baseline comes out to Chanel Farmer for 3. A long 3. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bossart. Wood River can tie here with a 3-point field goal. They get it into the offensive zone. Ba goes over to Lohr. Lohr back out here. Burkhart for 3. Shot is up there. Good. We are tied at 48 points apiece with 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play on a 3-pointer from Alexis Burkhart. She has got 16 points in the ballgame. Here's Jackson for 3. Her shot good. Josie Jackson from the top of the key hits a 3-pointer. 51-48. Back come the Eagles back the other way. Maddie Lohr's got the ball on the wing. The ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Chanel Farmer. She runs her back the other way to Josie Jackson. Now to Farmer, and the ball is tipped out of her hands out of bounds. Getting back there defensively was Bossart for Wood River. It'll be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket, 4:23 to play, 51-48, St. Cecilia with a 3-point lead. Jackson comes out here to Chanel Farmer. Farmer dribbles with it, goes down to Jackson, deep in the corner right side, out to Farmer, dribbles in the lane, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Chanel Farmer scores left-handed down the lane. She's got 4 points in the ballgame, 53-48, St. Cecilia back out to a 5-point lead. Kelsey Bosch, she gets away now for Wood River. Down on the baseline, her pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's saved. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. A turnover on Wood River. Sandra Farmer has got the ball. Farmer back in the offensive scoring zone. 17 turnovers now in the Eagles. Here's Chanel wide open for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Jackson. Jackson takes it down on the baseline. Jackson down to Nikola. Bounce pass in the lane. Is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Gill. 3:42 to play. St. Cecilia with a 5-point lead. 53-48. There's a Kelsey Baugh with it. Baugh, right-handed dribble, waist high, brings it into the offensive zone. Rainbow pass down the far sideline. Burkhart, Bossart, shot in the lane, good. Kelly Bossart scoring. She's got 15 points in the ballgame, 53-50 now. Wood River back to within 3 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hawkins work with it as we approach the three-minute mark now in regulation here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia trying to win a district championship and a trip to the Girls State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Olivia Thomas, now to Chanel Farmer on the wing. Chanel angles toward the basket. Shot is up there. No good, but she's fouling away. In. Personal foul here will go on Wood River. That's going to go on Kelsey Baugh. That's going to be her second. Fisher and Bossart both picked up three personal fouls in the first half. Three fouls apiece. They're still in the ballgame, still with three personal fouls apiece. And now Wood River wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 3 seconds to play in regulation here tonight. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 53, Wood River 50.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Well, not many people gave Wood River much of a chance in this basketball game here tonight. Wood River came in a record of 12-15. Hastings St. Cecilia 20-4. The Hawkins have won 11 straight games, ranked number 3 in Class C2. Wood River has won their last 4 games of the season. They were the number 4 seed in their sub-district tournament. They had to play the bunny bracket game even to get into the sub-district tournament. And now they're within 3 points of tying this baby back up here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball. There's Hamburger on the right side of the lane, and she can be fouled in the play. Hamburger trying to take her down to the baseline, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Wood River's Kelsey Baugh. That's going to be her third. That's only team foul number 6 on the Eagles, so no free throws here. Hawkins will play things in underneath their own basket. Hamburger looking to get it in. Comes way out on top. Chanel Farmer with it. Chanel Farmer goes to Hamburger. Left side. Back out. Josie Jackson. Top of the key. Josie moves to her right. Now a double dribble violation. Josie Jackson, a double dribble violation. An unforced error out there. Jackson turns it over. And now the Eagles have a chance to tie again with a 3-point field goal. They tied it at 48 with 4:48 to play in the ball game. Before St. Cecilia came back and hit a three-pointer. There's Bossart in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, and she fouled. They got the ball to Bossart. She scores in the lane, and she's fouling the play. Bossart now has 17 points in the ball game for Wood River, playing with three personal fouls. And now Bossart goes to the free throw line here for Wood River to try to tie up this ball game. The foul goes on St. Cecilia's Alyssa Schropp. That's her first. Bossart is 68% foul shooter. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. So it's 53-52, 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. Morgan Nikla has got it. Nikla gets away, dribbles down the lane. Now she falls down, and a foul is going to be called. Nikla trying to power the ball to the goal down the lane. A foul is going to be called here on Kelsey Baugh. That's going to be her fourth. Team foul number 7 on the Eagles. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Nikla. Nicola's got 6 points in the basketball game. She's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line, 66% for the season. Nicola will have a 1-and-1 situation here. As she looks at the basket, Morgan Nicola puts it up there, and the shot good. 54-52, St. Cecilia with the lead. Olivia Thomas down to the scorer's table. She will check in now. Coming out is going to be Chanel Farmer. 2:29 to play in regulation, 54-52. St. Cecilia with the lead. Next shot by Nicola is up there. It's good. Two big free throws there, and the Hawkins again have a 3-point lead, 55-52. St. Cecilia applying pressure here in backcourt. Laura's got it, now to Bossart. Bossart brings her back into the offensive zone, hands it away. Kelsey Baugh, St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Baugh goes on the wing on the right side to Fisher. The ball tipped out of bounds. Chandra Farmer getting her hands over there for St. Cecilia. 2:18 to play. 55-52, St. Cecilia with the lead. Donna Fisher plays things into Burkhart.
Burkhart picked up by Hamburger. There's a pass down low. The ball tipped away, but it's picked up by Bossard at the top of the key. Saves it there for the Eagles. Now to Burkhart. Loses it over here on the wing on the left side to Bob. Brings it out in 3 points here. It's way to Lohr. Top of the key, Burkhart drives it to the elbow. Gives her up now. Connor Fisher comes outside to Bossard. Bossard drives it down the left side of the lane. Goes for the basket. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Morgan Nicola with the rebound. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Chandra Farmer. 55-52. Hawkettes have a three-point lead. Chandra Farmer comes over here to Hamburger. Free throw line extended right side. Holding the ball high above her head. Hamburger, two-handed pass goes out to Thomas. Top of the key. Olivia Thomas holds it. Comes to the wing. Nicola for three. Shot good. Morgan Nicola hits a three ball from the wing on the right side to give St. Cecilia a six-point lead. We've got a timeout. 1 minute, 31 seconds to play in regulation. The score now, Hastings St. Cecilia 58, Wood River 52.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, online at www.hastingslink.com. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 58-52 is the score. St. Cecilia had a 17-point lead in the second half. Wood River has come back to tie it at 48-48 with 4:48 to play in the ballgame. They've been within 3 points a couple of times. They cut it to one at the 2:38 mark. St. Cecilia getting a big three-pointer in the last possession by Morgan Nicola. So here come the Eagles down the near sideline as they get the ball to Maddie Lohr. Lohr dribbling with it out here. Picked up by Claire Hamburger. Hands the ball away to Kelsey Baugh. Kelsey Baugh on the dribble out of the three-point territory. Gets away from Farmer. Throws it down in the corner. That's Burkhart with the ball. Takes it into the paint. Her little 10-footer is up there and in. Alexis Burkhart scoring. She's had a whale of a ball game for the Eagles. She's got 18 points. She's been averaging 8.3 on the season. 58-54 is the score now. Hawkins with a 4-point lead, a 2-possession ball game. Here's Chandra Farmer with the ball to Nicola, top of the key. Over on the wing to Alyssa Strop. Holds it. Now puts it on the floor. Dribbles once. Comes out to Chanel Farmer. And she's fouling a play. Fouled there by Maddie Lohr. That's going to be the first foul on Lohr. That's going to send Farmer to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. 50 seconds to play. The Hawkettes with a 4-point lead, 58-54. Chanel Farmer, an 80% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 4 out of 5 since coming back from her injury last year. Has only played about a half a season here for the Hawkettes. Chanel Farmer to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. The shot, good. 59-54. St. Cecilia looking for their 12th straight win here tonight. And another district championship and another trip to the Girls St. High School basketball tournament. Next shot from Farmer. Good. Chanel Farmer now with 6 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with a 6-point lead, 60-54. There's Kelsey Baugh with the ball. Far sideline. That's Maddie Lohr. Nearly lost the ball. He picks her back up. Comes to Fisher. Inside the ball. Tipped away from Baugh. It's loose. Picked up by Burkhart here on the near sideline. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Thomas. Traveling violation. Olivia Thomas down in the hardwood there, down on her knees, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. A turnover on the Hawkettes, and now the Eagles want to call a timeout. Wood River calls a timeout, 33.3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 60, Wood River 54.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Hey, if you got a smartphone, you can listen to this game and any game and everything else on KHAS Radio with a new 1230 KHAS mobile app. Just download it for your iPhone or Android phone from the App Store. Just search for 1230 KHAS mobile.
There's a shot from the right sideline. It's going to be no good by Burkhardt. Rebounded inside. A follow shot is up and in. Kelsey Baugh scoring there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 60-56. St. Cecilia with a four-point lead. Here's Chanel Farmer with it now to Chandra Farmer. Traveling violation in backcourt and Chandra Farmer. Turnover number 9 on St. Cecilia. So 18.1 seconds to play. It's 60-56. Racing St. Cecilia hanging on to the lead. Here's Wood River with the ball. Burkhardt has got it. Comes out here to Bossard, and she's going to be fouled in a play by Nicola. Morgan Nicola picks up her fourth personal foul. And that's not what St. Cecilia wanted, and that's to send Wood River to the free throw line with a chance to score with the clock not running. We're down to 15.1 seconds to play, 60-56. St. Cecilia's got the lead over Wood River. Bossard to the free throw line. A shot is up there. No good. Bossard now 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's a 68% foul shooter in the season. Wood River is down by 4 points, 60-56. Kelly Bossart, next shot is up there, good. She gets 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 60-57. St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Farmer gets the ball to Chandra Farmer. The freshman runs it across the midcourt stripe. Now to Chanel Farmer, and she's going to be fouled in a play by Bossart. Bossart picks up her fourth personal foul. 7.7 seconds to play now. Chanel Farmer to the free throw line. Chanel is 2 out of 2 so far tonight. 6 out of 7 for the season. Here's Josie Jackson into the ball game. So Chanel Farmer with 7.7 seconds to play. Really a chance to ice this thing away. Chanel Farmer's shot is up there. No good. Rebound loose is picked up here by Connor Fisher. Fisher with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Now a timeout's going to be called by Wood River with 3 seconds to play. And Wood River will have the ball in their offensive zone. Needing a 3 to force overtime. We've got a break. 3 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 60, Wood River 57.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Wood River, 3 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Going to need a 3 to force overtime. Percentage-wise, their best three-point shooters on the ball club, Maddie Lohr, she's hitting 30% of her trays this year. Kelly Bossart has hit 29% of her three-pointers. Wood River is a team 22%. Wood River will inbound the ball here on the near sideline right at the scorer's table. 3 seconds to play. St. Cecilia is 60. Wood River 57. Kelly Bossart will inbound the ball. Nicola will guard her. Bossart holds it high above her head. Bossart looking to play it in. She does. The ball is tipped back out of bounds. Trying to get it to Alexis Burkhardt. The clock did not start. Still 3 seconds to play. Here in regulation, 60-57 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Bossart will inbound the ball. Bossart gets it in. That goes to Fisher. Back to Bossart. Three-pointer is put up there. It's good! It is good! We are in overtime. Kelly Bossart throws up an off-balance three-pointer here on the left side of the lane, and she banks home, and we are tied at 60 points apiece. We are headed to overtime. Kelly Bossart hits a three-pointer, and the Wood River season will continue. We're headed to overtime with a score of Wood River 60, Hastings St. Cecilia 60, listening to high school basketball.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources, working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, welcome back to Kennesaw High School. We're in overtime now. The seats 2-5 district championship on the line. Hastings Saints is 60. Wood River 60. Kelly Bossart throwing up a three-pointer at the end of regulation to force the overtime session for the Eagles. Chandra Farmer has got the ball. St. Cecilia controls the opening tip here of overtime. It's a four-minute overtime session. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. Jackson has got it. Jackson comes across the top. There's Chandra Farmer, traveling violation. 10 turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game. Wood River controlled most of the first quarter. St. Cecilia then used a 23-9 run in the second quarter of play to take the lead. The Hawkins have led by as many as 17. Wood River has battled back to tie. There's a shot in the lane. Good. Kelsey Baugh scores. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Wood River now leading here in the overtime session at 62-60 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Jackson has got the ball from the elbow. Wide open. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Gill. Gill dribbles with the ball. Now gets it to Kelsey Baugh. Baugh hustles back the other way. Now Wood River playing with a two-point lead. Goes to the far sideline to Connor Fisher. Fisher now to Kelsey Baugh. Entry pass deflected away. It's picked up by Chanel Farmer. Farmer three on one. Back the other way to Jackson. Her driving layup no good. Ball is rebounded by Baugh. St. Cecilia missed an easy one right there. Here comes Wood River back the other way. A pass in the lane that's going to be deflected out of bounds. They had a two-on-one break coming back the other way. Nicola tips the ball away from Kaylee Gill out of bounds. Hamburger comes back in. Schropp comes back in. 2 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the overtime session. 62-60 is the score. Wood River with a two-point lead. Eagles will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Bond gets it into Gill. Her shot up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Thomas. Olivia Thomas with a rebound. Gets it away down to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp brings it back into the offensive zone. 2:25 to play. St. Cecilia down by 2 points. Chanel Farmer out to Hamburger. Right side, Alyssa Schropp has got the ball. Chanel, 25 feet away from the basket, holds the ball. Chanel Farmer looking, now dribbles with it. Chanel moves it to the right side, down the right side of the lane, and comes back out here into three-point territory to Nicola, to Chanel Farmer. Shot good. Chanel Farmer scores. She's got 8 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia comes back to tie it up at 62 points apiece, and now Bossart is fouling the play. Bossart in backcourt is fouling the play here by Hamburger. That's going to be the second foul in Claire Hamburger. That's going to send Bossart to the free throw line. She got 21 points in the ballgame, including that three-pointer at the end of regulation to force the OT. 62-62 is the score. Bossart to the free throw line, 68% foul shooter. One out of three so far tonight. Shana's up there, no good. She'll get one more. In boys' play, Gibbon has beaten Kearney Catholic tonight 45-34 in their sub-district championship. Gibbon 45, Kearney Catholic 34. Next shot is up there. It is good by Bossart. That gives Wood River a 63-62 advantage now. Just by the two-minute mark here in the overtime session, Chanel Farmer gets the ball to Nicola. Nicola, bounce pass out here to Hamburger. Roman with the ball out in three-point territory. Wood River is in a man-to-man defense. Chanel Farmer up high, right side of the floor. Brings it back into the center of the floor. Now tries to drive it down the left side of the lane. Loses control of the ball, out of bounds. 11 turnovers on St. Cecilia. Farmer is just dribbling down the out here in three-point territory. Found a little seam down the left side of the lane and lost control of the ball, out of bounds. Wood River plays things in. 63-62, Eagles on the lead. Kelsey Baugh down the right sideline. Now she's double-teamed, gets the ball away. Nearly lost it out of bounds. Connor Fisher grabs the ball there. Connor Fisher back into the hands of Kelsey Baugh. Picked up out here by Alyssa Schropp. Bounce pass right side. Connor Fisher puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, hands it away to Burkhart. Burkhart now to Bossart, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Bossart double-teamed, comes over here to Baugh. Baugh near sideline to Burkhart. Down to a minute and 5 seconds to play. Burkhart lobs her back out here into three-point territory to Connor Fisher. Connor Fisher dribbling with the ball, picked up by Chanel Farmer. Comes over here on the near side. Burkhart for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound, Nicola. Nicola out with pass goes to the far sideline to Schropp. Brings it back 3-on-3. Schropp drilling with it. He's cut off there. Stays out here in the three-point territory. 45 seconds to play in overtime. 63-62. Wood River with a one-point lead. Chanel Farmer with the ball out here in three-point territory. Entry pass to get it inside to Hamburger. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Nikola. Nikola's pass to Farmer, and the lane shot good. Chanel Farmer scores. Then we got a timeout. St. Cecilia with 28 seconds to play. Chanel Farmer scores on a little shot in the lane. Left-handed there for Chanel. That gives St. Cecilia a one-point lead. We got a timeout. Hawkettes, 28.8 seconds to play in overtime. St. Cecilia 64, Wood River 63.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Chanel Farmer now with 10 points in the ballgame for St. Cecilia. She's hit some big free throws and a big basket in her last possession to give the Hawkettes a one-point lead. 64-63. And now Wood River will inbound the ball here in backcourt with a trip to the state tournament. On the line, here's a Kelsey Baugh. Gets away. Kelsey Baugh down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be tipped. The scramble is on down there. Jump ball is going to be called. Arrow pointing in favor of Wood River, so the Eagles will maintain control. The ball tipped away from Kelsey Baugh on the far sideline. Over there for the Hawkettes was Alyssa Schropp. Now Baugh will inbound the ball with 18.9 seconds to play, 64-63. St. Cecilia with a one-point lead. Baugh gets things in to Connor Fisher. Fisher hands the ball back to Baugh out here in three-point territory to Fisher. Free throw line extended right side. Fisher dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Dumps it down low, intercepted. Intercepted there by Nikola. Nikola gets the ball to Chanel Farmer. She's fouling the play. So Wood River turns the ball away here. That's going to be turnover number 19 in the ball game. Now with 6.4 seconds to play, Chanel Farmer goes back to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. She scored with 28.8 seconds to play in the lane. Give the Hawkins the lead. Now Chanel goes to the free throw line here. Farmer's got 10 points in the ball game. This will be a two-shot foul. Wood River is now over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. Chanel Farmer, the senior, throws it up there. The shot, good. That gives St. Cecilia a 65-63 lead with 6.4 seconds to play. Next one is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bossart. Bossart calls a timeout. Bossart calls a timeout. So again, it's a two-point ball game, 65-63. Wood River will have a chance here with 4.7 seconds to play in overtime. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings St. Cecilia 65, Wood River 63.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Fillmore Central has beaten Sandy Creek for the fourth time this season, denying the Cougars a chance at appearing in the girls' state tournament. Fillmore Central 50, Sandy Creek 29. 65-63 is our score here. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Wood River has called the timeout. They'll have to come the length of the floor to possibly win this thing with a three-point field goal. Kelly Bossart threw up a three at the end of regulation to force the overtime session. So Wood River will play things in. Maddie Lohr will inbound the ball here for the Eagles. They'll have to come the full length of the floor with 4.7 seconds to play. Lohr holds it. Gets it into Kelsey Baugh. Baugh races it across the midcourt stripe. Down in the corner. It's going to be over the head of Bossart. Now the interception, and the time runs out. They came over here to the near sideline to Alexis Burkhart. She was down here in the corner. The pass was high. Farmer was over here. Sandra Farmer to grab the ball away. And St. Cecilia is going to survive here tonight as they beat Wood River by 2 points at 65-63.
The Hawkettes are the C25 district champions here tonight at Kennesaw High School. And the Hawkettes will be headed back to the Girls State High School basketball tournament on Thursday in Lincoln. What a ball game, though. A lot tougher than everybody expected here tonight. Final score in overtime. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 65-63. Back with a recap after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. The C25 District Championship for the girls as the Hawkettes survive as they knock off the Wood River Eagles by the score of 65-63 in overtime. Wood River controlled most of the first quarter of play. In fact, the Eagles jumped on the Hawkettes, led by a score of 9-3 at one point in the first quarter. Alyssa Schropp hitting a three-pointer from just across the big corn stripe at the end of the first period kind of ignited the Hawkins as they were struggling offensively throughout much of the first quarter. It was 9-8 at the end of one. St. Cecilia had their first lead of the ball game with 7:08 to play in the second quarter at 11-9. Hawkins used a 13-0 run to bridge the first quarter in the second quarter, got out to a 16-9 lead in the second period. Hawkins had everything going their way. By halftime, it was 31-18. Hawkins getting out to a 17-point lead in the third quarter at 35-18 before Wood River kind of chipped away. The Hawkins led 44-34 at the end of three quarters. Wood River continued their comeback. They got within four at 46-42 with 6 minutes to play. Wood River actually ties it up just under 5 minutes to go at 48-48 before St. Cecilia again went out on top. Wood River came back. It was 60-57 with just a few seconds left. In fact, 7.7 seconds to play. Chanel Farmer missed the front end of a 1-1. Actually, she made the front end of the 1-1, missed the second one, so it was 60-57. Wood River calls the timeout with 3 seconds to go, and Kelly Bossard at the buzzer forces the overtime session as he throws in a three-pointer here from the left side to make it a 60-60 ball game. Wood River jumped out to the lead in the overtime session, but Janelle Farmer getting a big field goal in the lane as she throws it up there left-handed on a missed field goal attempt. She scores with 28.8 seconds to play. It gives St. Cecilia a 64-63 advantage. Janelle then getting a free throw to make it 65-63. Wood River had a chance at a three-pointer at the end of regulation. Never got it away as they turned the ball over in their final possession. The Hawkins survive here tonight as they beat Wood River by the score of 65-63. Scoring in the ball game for the Hawkins, Alyssa Schropp. She had 17 points. 17 points in the ball game tonight for Alyssa Schropp. Other people in double figures. We see Morgan Nicholas. She had 11. Chanel Farmer ends up with 11 points, all in the second half. Other scorers, Olivia Thomas had 9. Claire Hamburger had 7. Josie Jackson had 6. Chandra Farmer had 4. St. Cecilia 12 out of 19 from the free throw line. Unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game.
for the Eagles of Wood River. They were led tonight by Kelly Bossart. Has a good ball game, 22 points in the contest. Had only four in the first half, ends up with 22 for the ball game. Alexis Burkhart, she ends up with 18. Other scorers, we see Maddie Lohr had 7. Connor Fisher had 6. Kelly Baugh had 6. And Kaylee Gill ended up with 4 points. Wood River was just 9 out of 16 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially 19 turnovers in the basketball game. So Wood River ends the season 12 wins, 16 losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia wins their 12th game in a row. The Hawkettes will now go to the Girls State High School basketball tournament beginning on Thursday down in Lincoln. They'll have a mark of 21 wins and 4 losses. Again, the final score in this one was Hastings St. Cecilia beating Wood River in overtime tonight. Final score, St. Cecilia 65, Wood River 63. Player of the game and the coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents. And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
All right, back here at Kennesaw High School, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it in girls play tonight, the C25 District Championship. They beat Wood River by the score of 65-63. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Again, a lot of stars for the Hawkettes. Here in this one, Alyssa Schropp ended up leading the Hawkettes in scoring tonight. 17 points, had 10 points in the first half, 7 more in the second half. Chanel Farmer comes up with 11 points in the ball game, all in the second half. Chanel Farmer hitting a field goal and hitting a free throw in the final 28 seconds of the ball game to kind of ice things away for the Hawkettes here tonight. Also scoring 11 points in the ball game was Morgan Nicola. Olivia Thomas had a big presence inside with 9 points. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Alyssa Schropp. Schropp ends up scoring 17 points in the basketball game tonight for the Hawkins. She was their leading scorer. Knocks down the 3 3-pointers, had a couple of 2-point field goals, and 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also did a tremendous job defensively tonight for the Hawkins. Again, Alyssa Schropp is our player of the game tonight as the Hawkettes knock off the Wood River Eagles by the score of 65-63 in overtime. Stick around. The coaches' postgame show is up next. You are listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Call 402-462-9190. Stay tuned. More postgame coverage is coming up on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirstner's Auto Corner. Spend your tax checks on a reliable ride like this week's special, a beautiful blue 2008 Chevy Malibu. Get over 30 miles per gallon on the highway. It has 83,000 miles on a tax time special price of $9,999. Check out this great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner, located on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's go back to the court for the coaches' post-game show.
And we're back here at Kennesaw High School again. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight over the Wood River Eagles by a score of 65-63 in a whale of a basketball game here tonight. Overtime, as P.J. Henry, the assistant coach for the Hawkettes, will join us in. And, Coach, I'll tell you what, that was maybe more than we bargained for here tonight. This is a pretty good basketball game tonight.
Yeah, we came in, knew it. They've been playing well. They've won three games in a row through the sub-districts. And they're athletic, they're quick, and we stressed our girls. We needed to keep them in front of us on defense, and we didn't do a real good job. But Wood River did a real good job at taking the ball to the hole on us. They just came out throwing punches. It was like a prize fight out there.
You gave up, 63 points in the ball game. It's been a long time since you gave up that many points.
Well, I was here. I mentioned that to you, and I got thinking. It was probably Sandy Creek or Wahoo back when we won state. We haven't given up 63 points for a long time. So Wood River did a great job. You know, that's just,
was it more on them about the things that they were able to get pushed through here tonight? Or
well, they took it to us. Yeah, I give them all the credit. You know, that's such a cliche, you hear it all the time, but really they come out and went toe-to-toe, and hats off to them.
Talk about the last play of, I guess, the regulation that gave Wood River a chance and forced the overtime session. Bossart throws up an off-balance three-pointer over there. You had it covered, but she throws up a wonderful shot over there.
Yeah, you know, that's I know, we did it at halftime. You know, it just kind of comes out in the wash, as they say, and you just, wow.
You just kind of have to shake your head, don't you?
You do. You know, you get stunned for a second. And, boy, you got to get right back to it and get the girls regrouped and keep going.
Then in the overtime session, it seemed like Chanel Farmer just kind of took over the ball game. Really controlled overtime. Had a field goal there with 28 seconds to play. Went to the free throw line. Hit a free throw to kind of ice things away for you. Chanel Farmer, when the game was on the line, I liked my chances with her.
Yeah, I'll take Chanel. She's been, as a sophomore, you know, I think averaged about 20 points down state tournament, and we've been without her really, except for right before sub-districts. We had her for a couple games just trying to get her back in shape. She's went all year with trying to mend her broken fibia, and she's throwing it all out on the court. This is it for her, and she's going to give us everything she's got.
You guys we're in a tough battle tonight. Obviously, you needed a game kind of like this before you head to the state tournament. Those games down there are not going to be easy. So maybe this is a blessing in disguise here, picking up a tough victory, so to speak, on the road.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. You know, luckily we were on the right end of that, and we did need a close game. And, you know, it's been – this is eighth day of a layoff, that, you know,
I think they – are yelling at you for pictures, my man.
Okay.
Your post-game show is going to be cut short. So,
all right, Mike.
All right, we'll see you.
Thanks for everything you do, sir.
We'll see you next week at the state tournament. All right. Obviously, after a district championship game, the pictures, the ceremony, they've chopped down the nets and everything here at Kennesaw High School. So a post-game show will be cut short here. But thanks to PJ for coming up. We're going to take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Yeah, the victory celebration continues here on the floor at Kennesaw High School tonight. The victory pictures and the district championship trophy being awarded. The nets have been chopped down. Hastings St. Cecilia on their way to the State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. The official pairings will be out probably not until late tomorrow night. Normally they come out during the day on Saturday, but we've got, I believe, a district championship yet to be decided. Yeah, there's a district championship to be decided tomorrow because of the snow. The C2-3 district final between North Bend Central and Lutheran High Northeast is going to be played on Saturday. So probably on the conclusion of that when the official pairings will be out from the NSAA. But John Kyle was hoping St. Cecilia would maybe grab a number two seed for the state tournament beginning next Thursday down in Lincoln. Will certainly be with the Hawkettes as they make a run at a state championship here tonight. So, again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it in overtime as they beat the Wood River Eagles by the score of 65-63 tonight in overtime. Again, Alyssa Schropp leading the way tonight with 17 points for the Hawkettes. Some other scores, Adams Central tonight won their sub-district championship for the boys. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 48-24. The Patriots will play in their district final on Monday against either Milford or Centennial. Giltner won earlier tonight here in Kennesaw as they beat Hampton by a score of 65-25. Giltner will play their Amherst or Pleasanton on Tuesday in their district championship ball game. Fillmore Central tonight beats Sandy Creek by a score of 50-29. Fillmore Central beats the Cougars for the fourth time this season, denying the Cougars a chance at maybe heading down to the state tournament in Lincoln next week. So, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it again tonight in overtime over Wood River by a score of 65-63. That'll wrap things up from Kennesaw here tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Kennesaw.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, Nothing But Net. Catch the excitement of high school sports all season long on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. High school basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.